And the pitch is hit in the air to left and deep. Hey, get up! Get out of here! Gone!
But the Brewers are back. We got the crew from Milwaukee, and we're on
the from the greatest baseball city in the world, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. It's me, Mr. Brewtown. You are listening to the big show. We call it Brewtown Sports. You can find us on Twitter and look for us on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Brewtown Sports. On Facebook, it is Mr. Brewtown. You can listen to the show at baseballtalkradio.com, Spreaker, Podomatic, Player FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iTunes.com, and the 405media.com, Super Live Talk, and Righteous Podcast. You can email the show at MrBrewtown78@gmail.com. Man, oh man, at the beginning of the 2017 season, if you had told me that the Milwaukee Brewers would be in second place, that the Milwaukee Brewers at the end of August would be in the middle of a division race, if the Milwaukee Brewers were going to be part of a wild card race, I would have slapped you silly. Man, oh man, this is absolutely fantastic. The Brewers at 69-64. They're 3.5 games out. I mean, come on. They can win this thing. St. Louis is 6 games out now. The Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, the Brewers were locked in. The young ball players said, not only do we have to hustle, not only do we have to pitch well, and not only do we have to hit well, we got to play some defense. And that came through last night. Nice victory for the Milwaukee Brewers. Man, oh man. They take on the Washington Nationals tonight. Now, the Nationals are a pretty good baseball team. They're 81-51. Zach Davies, who's 15-7 for the Milwaukee Brewers and a 3.91 ERA, will take on Gio Gonzalez, who's 13-5 and a 2.40 ERA. This is going to be a great matchup tonight. The game time is at 7:10 right here at Miller Park in the greatest baseball city in the world, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Like we said, the Brewers, when I think about this all day long, and I think about it a lot, and I go, man, it's August 31st, and the Milwaukee Brewers are 3.5 games out, and they're in the middle of a division run. Chicago, though, is 72-60. St. Louis is 66-66. Pittsburgh is gone cold. They're 63-71. Cincinnati at 56-77. And your Milwaukee Brewers are 69-64. 3.5 games back. If your friends do not know that the Brewers are doing this well at this time of the season, give them a call, man. Let them know. The National League wild card standings right now as we stand today. Arizona and Colorado look like those two teams are going to try to go after those two spots. Arizona 75-68. Colorado 72-61. The Milwaukee Brewers are 69-64. They're 3 games out of the wild card spot. Now, the Brewers have the month of September to get that spot. Now, they could either take the second spot or they could take the first spot, and they could take the division. If they play as well as they played last night, the Milwaukee Brewers can win this division. I'm telling you, folks, Mr. Brewtown is saying it. If the Brewers continue to play the way they played last night, get the pitching, get the hitting, and get the defense, this team can win this division and can win a wild card spot. And even if they don't, ladies and gentlemen, no one, and I mean no true Milwaukee Brewers fan, is going to hang their head in shame. I won't. I'll always remember 2017 as that year that Craig Counsell, whether you like him or not, and I think anybody who listens to this show and anybody who knows Mr. Brewtown's knows, Craig Counsell is not my favorite manager. I think the guy is decent, he makes some mistakes, everything else, but he's grown into the position, and all these young ball players, ladies and gentlemen, they're really digging. They're digging it. They're looking at Craig Counsell, they're looking at the coaching staff, and they're saying, we're digging what they're telling us. We're grooving it, man. We're grooving it. And that's the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's going to continue to grow. David Stearns has done a great job with this team. An absolutely great job. I think he is the best general manager in baseball today. The best general manager in baseball today. because of what he did. He had this vision, and he said, there's certain types of ball players that I want to go after, and he did. He went after them, and they're just producing them. They're producing in the minor leagues of the Milwaukee Brewers. And I thought it would be a long time before I'd get to say this. They're producing quality. Quality baseball prospects. So, man, oh man. It's just, this is fantastic. Major league leaders in wins in the National League. Zach Davies of your Milwaukee Brewers is tied with Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw and Chris Sale of Boston at 15. These are the major league leaders. A Milwaukee Brewer pitcher is now tied with the most victories in Major League Baseball. Never thought I'd be able to say that. Never thought I'd be able to say that with the current staff of this team. Unbelievable. Jonathan Villar belted his 10th homer of 2017 yesterday, giving the team a franchise record 9 players with 10-plus homers. The previous record was 8 in 2001, 2003, 2007, 2008, 2013, and in 2016. So right now for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eric Thame leads the team with 28 home runs. Travis Shaw with 27, Domingo Santana 22. This was a guy last year that I thought was going to be a bust. I think everybody thought he was going to be a bust, except for the Milwaukee Brewers. This kid is a good baseball player. Keon Broxton. Oh, I love Keon Broxton. He's got 20 home runs. Jesus Aguilar. He is the future of the Milwaukee Brewers. Jesus Aguilar is the future first baseman, everyday first baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's got 14 home runs. Orlando Arcia, Ryan Braun, and Hernan Perez are tied with 13. Orlando Arcia, the kid hits, he runs, he plays the position of shortstop as good as anybody in this league. I like this guy. Long term, this guy right now, Milwaukee Brewers. And Jonathan Villar, he's got 10 home runs. I like Jonathan Villar. Not a lot of people are down on Jonathan Villar and they're, oh my God, we should have kept Scooter Gennett. No. No. Jonathan Villar is a decent enough second baseman. He's not the best second baseman, and we could do better than that, but he was better than Scooter Gennett. The Brewers, who ranked third in the National League in home runs with 191, are looking to produce the sixth season of 200-plus home runs in franchise history. 2007, they hit 231 dingers. 1982, the best team the Milwaukee Brewers have ever had. That was Robin Yount and Paul Molitor and Cecil Cooper and Gorman Thomas and Ben Ogilvie's team. And Bill Schroeder's team. Was he still in the minor leagues? Nobody knows. Was Ned Yost on that team? Ed Romero. Was Jim Wolford on that team? 2001, they had 209 home runs. 1980, another great team, 203. And 2012, they went around the bases 202 times. Neil Walker is batting 0-43, 1-for-23, 1 home run. Against the Nationals in 2017, at 289, 83 for 287, and 10 home runs against all others. So Neil Walker is probably not going to play much against the Washington Nationals. Corey Knebel has not allowed a run in his last 17 games. He has converted 14 straight save chances. Corey Knebel, man. Man. This is why the Milwaukee Brewers have a shot, because their bullpen is good. Corey Knebel has been really good. Ryan Braun is 2 home runs away from 300 for his career. The franchise all-time home run leader would become the 12th active player with 300-plus home runs. Schedule coming up for the Milwaukee Brewers. You got Zach Davies and Gio Gonzalez tonight. They're taking on the Nationals. Tomorrow, Friday, September 1st, taking on the Nationals, 7-10. Jimmy Nelson is going up against Tanner Roark. Saturday, you've got the Nationals in town. Brandon Woodruff is pitching against Max Scherzer. Even if Woodruff doesn't win that game, he's got to look at that and say, I just pitched against Max Scherzer. Sunday, you got Matt Garza on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers against Edwin Jackson. Then Monday, you got Cincinnati. Tuesday, Cincinnati. And Wednesday, Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. You've got Anderson on the mound, Zach Davies, who's pitching tonight, and then Jimmy Nelson on the mound on Wednesday for your Milwaukee Brewers. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the standings as we stand today in Major League Baseball, and we'll have some more Brewers news and notes. We'll do that right after this short break. You're listening to The Big Show. We call it Brewtown Sports.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands. Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the Brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar. Fever with Brewing is for everyone.
You'll be a believer in Brewing Fever when you feel the excitement of the big home run. Stomping your feet, clapping your hands.
You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Come catch the fever. The fever with Brewing is for everyone.
You'll be a believer in Brewing Fever when you feel the excitement of the big home run. Stomping your feet, clapping your hands.
You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Welcome back to The Big Show. We call it Brewtown Sports. Look for us on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is Brewtown Sports. Facebook is Mr. Brewtown. You can listen to the show at baseballtalkradio.com, Spreaker, Podomatic, Player FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iTunes.com, and 405media.com. Super Live Talk and Righteous Podcast. You can email the show at MrBrewtown78@gmail.com. And if you email The Big Show, I'll read it right here on The Big Show. That's what I do. Send me email. I read it on the show in funny voices. Drunk. I'll do it drunk. I don't care. Send them in to MrBrewtown78@gmail.com. Or if you want to send me a message on Twitter or Facebook, you can do that too. Let's take a look at the standings as we stand today in Major League Baseball. In American League East, it's the Boston Red Sox. They're up 5.5 over the New York Yankees. The Red Sox are 76-57. Now the Red Sox have won 3 games in a row. They're 5-5. In their last 10 games, the Yankees are 70-62, 5.5 games out. But, you know, they're 4-6 in their last 10 games, and they've lost 3 in a row. But never count out the New York Yankees. The Baltimore Orioles have won 7 games in a row. They're 8-2. Buck Showalter's got that team fired up. They're 68-65. They're 8 games back. The Tampa Bay Rays, 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're 67-68. The Toronto Blue Jays, disappointing this year, have lost 4 games in a row. They're 2-8 in the last 10 games. They're 61-72. The Central Division in the American League, the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians are in first place. They've won 7 games in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're 76-56. The Minnesota Twins are 70-63. They're 6.5 games out. They've won 4 games in a row. They're 7-3. Paul Molitor said something to the Minnesota Twins, and they said, hey, let's start playing baseball like Paul Molitor played baseball. Let's just go out there and do it. I don't know why I'm talking like this. This is how I envisioned that Minnesota Twins talk. The Kansas City Royals are 65-67. They're 11 games back. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. The Detroit Tigers are 58-74. They're 18 games back. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. The Chicago White Sox, the good guys on the south side of Chicago, my favorite American League team. They suck. They just suck. 52-80, 24 games out of first place. They've lost 3 games in a row. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. Out west of the American League, the Houston Astros are 11.5 games up on the Los Angeles Angels. We no longer have to say of Anaheim because they've dropped that. Are they embarrassed that they're in Anaheim? I think Anaheim's a cool city. I think it's a cool city. I mean, they got Disneyland there. Wouldn't that make it kind of cool? We're just a Los Angeles Angels now. They're 11.5 games out. Now, the Astros are 4-6 in their last 10 games. The Angels have won 3 games in a row. They're 5-5. The Texas Rangers, they're 14 games out. They're 66-67. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. Seattle Mariners are 66-68. They're 14.5 games out. 3-7 in their last 10 games. They've lost 5 games in a row. The Oakland A's, I'm disappointed in the Oakland A's. I thought they were just a smidge better than they are, but evidently they're not. But they're not as bad as the Chicago White Sox. So, I don't know if that's good or bad. The Athletics are 58-75, 22 games out, lost 3 games in a row, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games. In the National League East, the Washington Nationals are 81-51. They're 15 games up on the Miami Marlins. 15 games up on the Miami Marlins. They're 81-51. They've won 4 games in a row. They're 7-3. They start a 4-game stand against the Milwaukee Brewers. This is where the Brewers prove to everybody that we are for real. We are for real. You win 3 out of 4 against the Nationals. Now, the last time these two teams met, they went at each other. They scored runs. They hit home runs. Everything. I mean, it was the kitchen sink. And it's going to happen again, but the Brewers are going to come out. They're going to win 3 of 4. I'd take 2 out of 2. 2 out of 2 against the Nationals? I take that as a positive. They've won 4 games in a row, 7-3 in their last 10 games. The Miami Marlins are 66-66, or 15 games back. Lost 3 games in a row. They're 6-4 in the last 10 games. The Atlanta Braves. I'm going to give the Atlanta Braves credit because they're 21.5 games out. They're 59-72. They've won 2 games in a row. They're 5-5. Just about everybody said the Braves are as bad as the Philadelphia Phillies, or at least as bad as the Chicago White Sox. But guess what? They're better than the New York Mets because the Mets are only 50-75. The Mets are 23.5 games back. The Mets have 4-6 in their last 10 games. The Atlanta Braves are 5-5. They've won 2 games in a row. The Philadelphia Phillies continue to be the worst team in baseball. I mean, record-wise, they're the worst team in baseball. They're 49-83, 32 games out. They've lost 2 games in a row, and they're 4-6 in their last 10 games. And the Central Division, the Chicago Cubs, are 72-60, 3.5 games up on your Milwaukee Brewers. Now, the Cubs have won 3 games in a row. And they're 7-3 in their last 10 games. The Brewers are 6-4 in their last 10 games. Of course, they beat the Cardinals last night. The Cardinals are 66-66. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. The Pirates at 63-71. They've lost 3 games in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. The Cincinnati Reds are saying, hey, listen, we're not as bad as the Chicago White Sox. We're not as bad as the Oakland A's. We're not as bad as the Philadelphia Phillies. We're 4-6 in the last 10 games. They're only 16 games out. They're 57-77. Hey, way to go, Cincinnati Reds. And out west, the best team in baseball. Except when they play your Milwaukee Brewers. The Dodgers are 91-40. Now, they've lost 4 games in a row, and they're 4-6. And let me tell you something. The management of the Los Angeles Dodgers right now are telling them this ends. This ends now. This ends now because the Arizona Diamondbacks, now they're 17 games back, but they've won 6 games in a row. They're 8-2. They are playing fantastic baseball. 75-58. The Colorado Rockies are 72-61. The Rockies are tailing off. They're 4-6 as the weather turns a little cooler up there in the high country. So do the Rockies. I don't know. I just made that up. Is that true? Is it starting to cool down in Denver? Somebody look that up for me. My crack staff. San Diego Padres, 59-74. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. The San Francisco Giants suck. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They are a bad baseball team this year. 53-82. They've lost 2 games in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 2 games. Wild card standings right now in the American League. The Yankees and the Twins have the top 2 spots. The Diamondbacks and the Rockies have the top 2 spots in the National League, with the Brewers 3 games out. The Angels of Los Angeles are 1.5 games out. Baltimore's only 2 games out. Tampa Bay and Texas are 4 games out. So this is a wild card race in the American League. Not so much in the National League. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more Milwaukee Brewers right here on the big show. We call it Brewtown Sports.
Baseball is the president tossing out the first ball of the season, and a scrubby schoolboy playing catch with his dad on a Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from his corner of his dugout. That's baseball. So is a big, fat guy with a bulbous nose running home one of his 714 home runs. There's a man in Mobile who remembers that Hannes Wagner hit a triple in Pittsburgh 46 years ago. That's baseball. So is a scout reporting that a 16-year-old Sandlot pitcher in Cheyenne is a coming Walter Johnson. Baseball is a spirited race of man against man, reflex against reflex, a game of inches. Every skill is measured, every heroic, every failing is seen and cheered or booed, and then becomes a statistic. In baseball, democracy shines its clearest. The only race that matters is a race to the bag. The creed is a rule book, and color merely something to distinguish one team's uniform from another. Baseball is a rookie, his experience no bigger than the lump at his throat as he begins fulfillment of his dream. It's a veteran, too, a tired old man of 35, hoping that those aching muscles can pull him through a sweltering August and September. Nicknames are baseball, names like Zeke and Pie and Kai Kai and Home Run and Dizzy and Dancy. Baseball is the clear, cool eyes of Rogers Hornsby, the flashing spikes of a Ty Cobb, and an overage pixie named Rabbit Babanville. Baseball, it's just a game, as simple as a ball and bat, and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, a business, sometimes almost even religion. While the fairy tale of Willie Mays dashing off to play stickball in the streets with his teenage pals, that's baseball. And so is the husky voice of a Doom Blue Gehrig saying, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth. Baseball is cigar smoke, hot roasted peanuts, ladies' day, down in front. Take me out to the ball game and the star-spangled banner. Baseball is a man named Campanella telling the nation's business leaders, you have to be a man to be a big leaguer, but you have to have a lot of little boy in you, too. This is a game for America, this baseball. A game for boys and for men.
I have to admit, every time I hear that, I get a little teary-eyed. A little teary-eyed. Ernie Harwell, the great voice for many years of the Detroit Tigers, explaining why baseball is the greatest thing. It really is. Oh, gotta wipe away the tears. You're listening to The Big Show. We call it Brewtown Sports. Look for us on Twitter and Facebook. Brewtown Sports on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's Mr. Brewtown. You know this already. BaseballTalkRadio.com, Spreaker, Podomatic, Player FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iTunes.com. And the 405media.com, Super Life Talk and Righteous Podcast. Email the show at MrBrewtown78@gmail.com. Let's take a look at the Brewers' schedule for the rest of the season. The Brewers are still in the race. I can't believe it. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we looked at the roster. We went, who are these guys? I mean, this is the, what is going on? Ryan Braun? Ryan Braun, that's it. I mean, who's Eric Thames? I was all over the Milwaukee Brewers for paying Eric Thames. I still say that they're overpaying him. He's having a decent season this year. He got off to a great start. We all know this, okay? I know some people look at it, oh, he's got 28 home runs! Oh, okay, that's great. The future first baseman of the Milwaukee Brewers is Jesus Aguilar. That's it. Eric Thames next year will be, okay, he'll play some and he'll still be in the lineup in third year. What happened to Eric Thames? We were all sitting there going, who are these guys? Orlando Arcia, can he really play? Is he going to get some offense going? He did. Kean Broxton, is this guy ready? Who are these other? Jeff Bandy, who's this guy? We didn't know any of these guys. We thought, oh, my goodness gracious. What is going to happen to the Milwaukee Brewers? We're going to be as bad as the Philadelphia Phillies. Mr. Brewtown may kill himself. Oh, man. 3.5 games out. We're in the middle of a wild card race. And Mr. Brewtown has not been this excited all season long. The schedule for the rest of the season tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Nationals right here in the greatest baseball city in the world, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tomorrow they got the Nationals, Saturday the Nationals, and then on Sunday they got the Nationals right here in Milwaukee. Everybody's excited. I mean, it's just unbelievable. People in Madison are excited. People in Green Bay, they're watching Packers. Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, West Bend, Sheboygan, Racine, Kenosha, Wausau, Wisconsin. Man, they're all checking in. They're saying, we love the Brewers. Stevens Point checked in. They said, we love the Milwaukee Brewers. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Wisconsin, never gets mentioned on the big show. We just mentioned it right now. They are checking in. They love the Milwaukee Brewers. Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, up north there. They've checked in. They said, we love the Milwaukee Brewers. Escanaba, Michigan, has checked in to the big show, and they're loving it. In Escanaba, Michigan, they're saying, we love the Milwaukee Brewers. So there you go. Monday, September 4th. More and more, I start to become red buttons. I really do. Monday, September 4th, the Milwaukee Brewers head off to Cincinnati. They take on the Reds for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday set. They then have the 7th off. Then they play the Cubs in Chicago. Down there at that new Urine Stain Stadium on the north side of Chicago. Some people call it Wrigley Field. I don't. They got a weekend series against the Cubs. Then they come home and the Pirates come to town for a 3-game set. Then they have the 14th off. Once again, a Thursday off. The Brewers can kind of chill, get some laundry done, clean their house, vacuum, get ready for the postseason. I threw that in there. The 15th, they head off to Miami, take on the Marlins for a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday set. Then they just kind of fly into Pittsburgh for 3 days. They take on the Pirates. Then they come home on the 21st of September. Now, this is when it gets serious, folks, because then you got the Cubs for a 4-game set near the end of the season. These two teams, I'm serious, folks, these two teams are going to be 1 or 2 games separating for the division title. For the division title. The Brewers got a 4-game set right here in Milwaukee against the Cubs. You Brewers fans that sell your tickets to the Cubs fans, not for that 4-game set. We need to have every single seat as a Milwaukee Brewer fan. I don't want to see any of those Cubs jerseys. I don't want to see any Cubs hats. Not this late in the season, and not when we're going to win the division. And we have to do it. We got to beat the Chicago Cubs. So you people that think you're going to sell your tickets, you do your traitors. You are a traitor to your team. Mark Antanasio himself should come out and do a commercial like that. The Cubs on a 4-game set. They have the 25th up. Then they finish up the season, finish up their home part of the season. 3-game set against the Reds and 2 against the Cardinals to end September. And then we go into October baseball. October 1st, the last game of the season against the Cardinals. So basically, the last month of the season, it's all division foes, man. And the Brewers are 3.5 games out. 3.5 games out. They're in a wild card race. This is unbelievable. 3 games out of the wild card. The Rockies have not been playing well. The Arizona Diamondbacks are playing great baseball. Absolutely great baseball. But that could change in September. The Brewers, if they continue to play, if they play like they played last night, and if they play the way that they have been playing over the last week and a half, why not? Why not? Why can't the Milwaukee Brewers win the division? Why can't the Milwaukee Brewers get the wild card spot? Why can't I have a season where I can say, playoff baseball? Because I've been a Brewers fan for a long time, and I haven't had a lot of those years, so let's do it. Let's do it, Milwaukee Brewers. You fans, you got to start yelling out your window. You got to start believing in your Milwaukee Brewers. That's pretty much our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it, because I sure enjoyed giving it to you. You are listening to the big show. We call it Brewtown Sports. Look for us on Twitter. Look for us on Facebook. You can listen to the show at BaseballTalkRadio.com, Spreaker, Podomatic Player, FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iTunes.com. Also, the 405media.com, Super Live Talk, Righteous Podcast. You can email the show at MrBrewTown78@gmail.com. Have a good day, everybody.
Broadcasting from the greatest city in the world, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Mr. Brewtown has left the studios. Drive home safely. Beep, beep.